Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rocky Bridges. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Baxis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Webster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keene for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a pop-up towards short. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito who is chasing the ball. Kaline reaches third base with a triple. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harris for the out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. One out. Jim Baxis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Keene reaches second base with a double. Larry scores. Yost moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Maxwell reaches second base with a double. Yost scores. Keene scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Held moves to second. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 1 in the game. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 1 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Power goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Maxwell. Minoso scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-2, Tigers. Jim Baxes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baxes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Larry is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yost moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Maxwell strikes out. The ball gets by Nixon. He chases the ball to the backstop. Yost scores. Keene goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. Two outs. It's 5-2, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0-for-1 in the game. Webster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Mike Garcia. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bud Podbielen now pitching. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-2 in the game. Berberet hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harris moves to third. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-2 in the game. Bridges bunts towards third. Baxes fields it and throws to first for the out. Harris scores. Berberet moves to second. One out. It's 6-2, Tigers. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berberet. The throw from Nixon and he is out, Baxes applying the tag. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power strikes out. two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Maxwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Baxes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baxes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a pop-up towards third. Baxes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webster fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0-for-2 in the game. Webster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona pinch hits for Bud Podbielen. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is hit by the pitch. Held moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Sicott now pitching. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 3 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webster misplays the ball. That's an error on Webster. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yost hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Coot Veal now playing shortstop. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso moves to second. Jim Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baxas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso moves to third. Colavito moves to second. Dave Sisler now pitching. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 3 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Minoso tags and scores. One out. It's 6-3, Tigers. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Granny Hamner pinch hits for Ray Webster. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berberet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.